from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey could soon ban the purchase of single-use plastic bottles. Assemblyman Joe Danielson has introduced legislation to prohibit local and state governments from purchasing single-use plastic bottles. For now, Danielson's legislation only pertains to government entities. Public colleges and universities in New Jersey would not be able to hike tuition by more than 2% in 1 year under legislation from Assemblyman Cody Miller. He says we are seeing increases as high as 6%.
That's a student laptop. That's meals for a few months. That's significant for a family who's, you know, just barely making it.
Separate legislation introduced earlier this year says a public college must freeze a student's tuition at their first year rate. New Jersey is home to the best schools in the nation, but new challenges are testing our education system. Schools are scrambling to hire thousands of positions. Educators are competing with cell phone distractions, and districts are losing millions in state funding. We brought together the Garden State's top education experts for a discussion on the challenges confronting our schools. Join us for our New Jersey 101.5 Town Hall Crisis in the Classroom, New Jersey's Greatest Educational Challenges. It's happening Thursday night at 7. Watch it on Facebook, our website, or live right here on the radio. An average price at the pump is down significantly from a year ago in New Jersey and down about 20 cents from a month ago. Patrick DeHaan at Gas Buddy says New Jersey is headed toward an average below $3 a gallon.
Less gasoline demand means lower prices. In addition, we've made the change back to cheaper winter gasoline. And the price of oil has also helped. In the last couple of weeks, the price of oil has fallen to its lowest level since 2021.
DeHaan says the trend should continue for a while. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. First-time jobless claims are down more than analysts expected, and another signal that the economy is stabilizing after years of high inflation and higher interest rates. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 38 points. Call Guaranteed Service today and get $50 off any plumbing, cooling, or electrical repair. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Any rain gear needed this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. We'll discuss the sky in just a moment. First, let's talk about the sea. We've had a persistent onshore wind for several days, and that'll continue. So we face several rounds of coastal flooding at high tide right through Monday at least. Minor to moderate category, that goes a bit beyond just the usual spots. A high risk of rip currents also posted for the Jersey Shore. All right, weather-wise tonight, we'll see a few clouds and quiet conditions. Lows fall to around 60. Tomorrow looking good, partly sunny and seasonable, highs in the mid-70s. There will be a chance of a shower Sunday morning, then mostly cloudy and even cooler, highs in the lower 70s. Lots of clouds around on Monday with highs only around the 70-degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union, 78 degrees. Long Branch, 74. Vineland, 79. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Bring your family for spooktacular fun on October 13th and 19th at their 6th annual Halloween Fun Fest. Enjoy a trick-or-treat trail, pumpkin patch, costume contest. I'm sorry, just try saying trick or treat trail like three times fast. There's also a costume contest, and there's more. Registration is required and space is limited. Visit fantasyislandlbi.com. Once more, that is fantasyislandlbi.com. How spooky.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.